This podcast contains adult language. This is DigitalDarren.com podcast. Today is October 16th, 2013. Lenny!
D-Dub, what's up, baby?
You already know Lenny himself on the podcast, so we got to be talking college football. It's week 8 college football.
That's it. Week 8, man.
Hey, college football season moving pretty fast, man.
Too fast, man.
Yeah. We apologize to the fans for missing last week, week 7, college football picks and kicks. That's entirely my fault. I was down from the aftermath of 10-7, 2013, which is the worst day in Atlanta sports history. Yeah. Go back and check out the podcast with Double R, Mario, and Calhoun. We recap that. What were your thoughts about that? The Falcons losing to the Jets. The Braves losing to the Dodgers. Just all around bad.
Hey, man, it's something that the state of Georgia, we should be used to this. Like I said, it should be no surprise, man. Like, let's be honest here, man. We shouldn't be surprised at this, man. So, hey, don't be mad. You know what I mean? I mean, some of you guys are phony anyway. Ryan Clavitch, you're so tough with the Falcons. And, oh, I love my Braves and then all this. It's a bunch of bull crap, man.
Yeah, that was, nine days ago? That led into another bad week for me as a Georgia fan because, of course, Georgia lost this the previous Saturday to a Missouri team. And this will just lead us into, we'll do a real quick recap of the past 2 weeks since you weren't around. Let's go and meet Georgia real quick. Yeah, so let's get to Georgia and how they disappointed me as we recap the past 2 weeks. Real quick, did you see any of the game?
Yeah, of course I did.
Missouri came out and off. You got to give Missouri all the credit in the world. I think they actually won that game.
Yeah, they did.
I get off of Aaron Murray and Mark Richt for this point. I think a little of my anger goes to Ty Grantham, the most overrated coordinator in college football. He hasn't gotten anything out of a defense. And with all the people who graduated last year, that defense still underachieved. All these people in the NFL, but Missouri wound up winning the game off of a double pass where the starting quarterback got hurt, and they brought in a freshman who they know everybody in the stadium know it was a double pass except for the Georgia defense. And so, you know, that's what happens under Mark Richt. But I don't fault Richt. I fought Grantham. I actually was fired Grantham at the end of the year because it doesn't seem like they get all this talent, but he doesn't make it elite talent or whatever.
He's not getting anything done. You know what I mean? He got the talent. Y'all got the talent. I just don't understand, man. Like, how y'all boys can't put it together on defense.
Because if we got one kid, Josh Harvey Clemens, number 25, he like a 6'5 safety. My God, that young man is a world beater. Like, he's all the way around the ball. Ray Drew's developing. The person I think is hurting the defense is actually an Atlanta product from Grady Damian Swarm at number 5. He's getting smoked out there.
Yeah, man, he is. I mean, like I say, maybe he's one of those cornerbacks that, he needs a little help over the top sometimes, man.
Yeah, because they do him a lot. But that's enough about Georgia. They're out of the national championship race. So let's talk about some teams who might be in the next. Let's switch it. Let's talk about the rise of the ACC. Miami is number. Y'all got 3 teams in the top 10. Virginia Tech is coming along.
I mean, I'm not going to say we because I'm all about one team here.
But the conference in general has.
Yeah, the conference in general. I mean, like I say, first time in a while that they has had 3 teams or, like I say, 2 teams. Well, it's not the first time. We always had 2 teams. But
maybe 3 teams in the top 10.
3 teams in the top 10. That's pretty good. So.
And I think that this, when they first created this new ACC by giving Miami and Virginia Tech from the old Big East back then, I think this is what they had in ideal. Okay?
Yeah.
It'll be 3 teams, maybe not Clemson, but you know, we have teams in the top 10 and we just be as top heavy as all the other conferences. And right now you guys are looking in really good shape because Virginia Tech seems to be able to run away from their side of the division, minus Miami. You know what I'm saying? So that'll be an interesting race.
Yeah, plus you gotta look at that little team like Louisville coming in next year. Join the ACC, so.
Yeah, I would, mean. Yeah, they may be a one-trick show with Teddy Bridgewater. I'm not entirely sure, but.
Yeah.
Also, you know, just around the country in general, you got Oregon still humming along, Ohio State, who hasn't played anybody, but Ohio State still moving along. Any other thoughts on other, any of the other teams?
Yeah, Ole Miss, what's going on out there, man? They spent a lot of cash, man. What's happening?
Yeah, they haven't gotten the job done.
Auburn, those clowns back in the top 25.
Gus Malzahn, he's doing a good job. What did you think about Texas versus Oklahoma? Texas getting that key win for Mack Brown.
Man, I think he just bought himself a little bit more time.
That's why I asked you, do you think he saved his job?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, he deserves another year. No, they embarrassed Oklahoma. So that shows you the kids are still responding to them when they came in. So.
They need to come out. Excuse me, they need to come out and play like that every game. I don't know what they, you know what I mean? Somebody sparks them up their ass or what. You know, they come out like that every game with that fire, man.
All right. That concludes our thoughts on, you know, just to recap of the last 2 weeks. Before we do that, we have something fun. We're going to give out mid-season awards. But before we get into that, we want to do our Lewinsky and the You Suck Awards for this week. And I'll start with you, man. Who is your Lewinsky? Who is your You Suck Award?
Man, this is a tough one this week, man. I mean, Lewinsky, man. I mean, I say Miami, man. I say it's good that they're in the top 10.
Yeah, I can see Miami. Yeah,
Miami. You know, hey, welcome back. You know what I mean? I don't think y'all way back, but hey, appreciate you for getting in the top 10, man. The right time
makes y'all look good and the conference look good.
Yeah, right? It does.
So who's your You Suck Award?
You Suck, man. I gotta go with UGA, man. Of course, like I say, UGA defense, UGA fans, you know what I mean? I just love it, man. I love it when you guys go out here and prove me right every year about you dogs, man. So hey, I'm going with UGA with the You Suck Award.
Alright, well my Lewinsky Award, I'm gonna go to two different, not necessarily the players, I'm gonna go to two different teams. One is Penn State. I know they've had kind of an up and down year so far, but to pull out that victory against Michigan in overtime, I like to see when Penn State and Coach O'Brien in particular do good just because they have such a trying situation. Thought that was a really good win for them. And just Oregon, they may be building an elite program. And they took apart a really good Washington team, and they wound up beating them by 21. And they scored like that, and they moved the ball like that, just drop over down. So they would get my Lewinsky Award. Just like you, my You Suck Award goes to Georgia. But it's not going to go to the whole team. Again, I just quickly say it's hard to make it where your quarterback has to make all the plays. And I think that that's a lot of pressure on anybody. But the defense, specifically Todd Grantham, you suck. Like, I don't know how you could figure they weren't going to try some trickery in that situation. I mean, it was obvious as day they didn't want the kid to throw the ball. And it's like everybody in the stadium knew that. But the main motherfucker who needs to know that.
Yeah.
And so I would be interested to see if he keeps his job after this year. But, no, that's just me. Alright, going into the mid-season awards. Right now, it's been a really good college football season. Pretty much a lot of things are shaped out the way they normally do.
Yeah.
Georgia done fell out by week 6. Yeah. And some other things. Ohio State is there. You know, Alabama's around. Oregon's around.
Yeah,
I was kind of shocked about Stanford, but that's another topic or whatever.
Yeah.
So in the midseason awards, we're going to do the Heisman, the Coach of the Year, the Defensive Player of the Year, the Newcomer of the Year. Then we're going to come back and give you a midseason top 5 rankings from both of us. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so let's start off. Heisman. We're going to start out with the biggest one. Right now, who would you vote for Heisman?
Man, probably right now, man. A kid from Oregon. Mariah. Yeah, he keep it going, man. Looking like it's gonna be all his, man. Like I said, even Winston right now. No, they in the hunt. Still gotta go with Johnny Manziel, I hate to say it, but man, it's like he's balling right now. So,
okay.
Like I said, the kid from Oregon probably on top right now.
So you got Marcus Mariota as your Heisman right now.
Yeah.
All right. For mine, I'm gonna give you a list of four, and I'm gonna pick one. So just like the Heisman in real Heisman. I have Marcus Mariota as a person.
Yeah.
I have Taj Boyd as another candidate. Yep. I have Johnny Manziel as a candidate.
Yeah.
I have Jameis Winston as a candidate.
Yeah.
And the Heisman for me goes to Jameis Winston.
Oh, wow.
First, let's throw about Manziel because they aren't undefeated. All the other teams right now at this point are undefeated. So let's throw Manziel out because they lost. I think Mariota has been really good, but I question just, it's one of those things is he's just the quarterback of an Oregon offense, just the engine or whatever. Like, so you can plug in a halfway decent player there and they get it done. You know what I'm saying? Because Oregon been doing this with Dennis Dixon, with some of the other people.
Yeah.
So I wonder, is it just one of the things where you're just the quarterback of, kind of like A.J. McCarron with Alabama, you just happen to be the quarterback of a powerhouse of basketball.
A.J. McCarron, he's pretty good though, man.
Yeah, he is, but he's not on either one of our Heisman lists. And so that narrows me down to Winston and Taj Boyd. I just think Winston has been more impressive. He has a lot of wild plays.
Yeah.
The dismantling of Maryland wowed me, whereas Clemson was average last week against Boston College. They almost beat them, you know what I'm saying? For you guys to go out and spank Boston College. They gave y'all a good first quarter and y'all wind up spanking them in the end. So if you just look at who you play, who have you beat, Clemson has the better win with Georgia and Taj Boyd, but even then he didn't play. He played good but not great.
Yeah.
I just think Winston has been better the whole time. So Jameis Winston gets my Heisman. Marcus Mariota gets Lennon's Heisman.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we got Coach of the Year.
Man, Coach of the Year. I mean, right now, like I said, I got to speak with either Oregon or I got to come on back to the house with Jimbo, man. That's how I'm looking right now. Jimbo, I think Jimbo built this team, and they're headed towards the right direction. But then, I mean, like I say, Oregon, they got a new coach. You know what I mean? Like I said, they picked up where they left off at. So, hey, right now, I'm going with Oregon coach.
Hey, my candidate for coach of the year, Todd Grant. Nah, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not. I don't deserve shit. He deserves somebody to throw an egg in his house or something. Anyway, my coach of the year candidate for Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Oregon coach Mark, I can't pronounce his last name, Urban Meyer, and Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah.
And I just go with Oregon's coach, Mark, I agree with you. I just think that those other guys are more established. And for him to take over this program from Chip Kelly, and it's like they haven't lost a beat.
Yeah.
I just go on and give it to him. I say that. All right. Now we got defensive player of the year. Completely naked on this topic here.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. For me, I just say C.J. Mosley because he's the captain of Alabama defense. I don't know. I couldn't tell you 10 more people in defense right now who's making the difference. But I go with C.J. Mosley really just because he's the captain of Alabama's defense and they've been really good. Honestly, I go between him and Ryan Shazier from Ohio State.
Yeah.
Those are the two. Right? And you can just flip a coin. I flip a coin to go SEC and go with C.J. Mosley.
Yeah.
What about you?
That's a good one, man. That's a tough one, man. Me, I'm going to be real biased on this one, man. I'm going with a Telvin Schnur, man. Inside linebacker.
Ball, so how could I not
push him? Check him out.
Oh.
He's tough, man.
So right now, besides Heisman, you have a sweep for the nose. Of course you would.
Please.
Hey, why you get James at the Heisman?
I mean, like I said, it's going to be some kind of.
I'm saying you could have gotten your mid-season Heisman, though, and you would have had a clean sweep of Florida State.
Yeah, you're right. But I mean, I don't think anybody respects Oregon right now. You know what I mean? So hopefully, you know.
But they still got, I don't know if this is something about them or about their country. They still play Stanford.
Yeah.
So that should be a tough game for them.
Yeah.
Alright, newcomer of the year.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah, he's ran away with that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really any competition. He's been so great. So great.
Yeah, he's right now, like I said, game five, going into game six, he's moving up to the height. But like I said, it's going to be a big test for him right here. So
listen, we're going to talk about the game in depth later. But let me ask you a question. If he wins Saturday, where does that put him in the pantheon of Florida State quarterbacks? Yeah. Is he Charlie Ward? Is he over?
Nah, I'm not gonna disrespect Charlie Ward.
Is he over Danny Kanega?
Yeah, of course.
But Danny Kanega went 11-1 like 3 years in a row with y'all.
Danny Kanega was a good quarterback, but I'm saying like I say
Danny. Is he better than Christian Ponder?
Yeah.
What about Winky?
Winky won the Heisman. So I mean like I say Winky was loaded with talent too, just like James, but like I say, you gotta bring that Heisman home, man. You gotta bring that Heisman and you gotta bring a championship. Winky had a Heisman and Winky played in three championships. He could have played in three championship games.
He lost one. He won one.
He lost to Oklahoma. He won one.
He beat Michael Vick, no.
And he had a neck injury against Tennessee.
Oh yeah, he was y'all starting quarterback. Yeah,
could have been three. Winky had a team. You know, he had a chance to be a
he had wars, so he Yeah, Peter Ward, Laverne's Coles,
who else was on it?
Robert Morgan,
man.
Shout out
Robert
Morgan from the crew.
Loaded defense.
That's when Keller Campbell and Joyce Taylor almost beat y'all.
Nah.
They did almost beat y'all.
Only chance to beat us 1 year was about. We won 41-35.
That would have signed you. With Joey Hamilton, though. Yeah.
That's the year we won.
Yeah, but I'm saying, y'all almost beat y'all. I mean, they didn't beat y'all.
I mean, hey, it's Georgia Tech, man. I mean, I say, Joe Hamilton only finished that one game against Florida.
You always read it.
Yeah, that's a stat for you. I mean, Joe Hamilton was good, but he only finished one game in his whole career.
So when you see Joe Hamilton come up to you and say, hey man, he's putting bad dope about me out in the streets talking about only finishing one game.
Hey man, it's facts. I mean, like I say, I can see if it was a lie.
I said, hey man, you putting bad dope out about me, man.
And I'm just telling you, hey man, hey. You need to change the name. I'm not gonna change the name. I know, man. I've been had this name, man. I mean, it's on the computer if you want to look it up. All
right, so Jamie Winston, we both agree is the newcomer of the year. All right, now we're gonna do that. We're gonna re-rank the top five, a mid-season top five, and I'll let you go first.
Man, excuse me, top five, man. Shit, starting out with five. Start on five, man. I'm gonna go with my boys. You know, we are number five, and I'm gonna go with us at number five right now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And
I don't you heat coming. You might have a bad case of booty or something.
Hey man, you know.
Was like a bad pussy or something.
That's another show, man.
Yeah.
But like I say, man, I'm gonna go with my boys at number five. I mean, I say Clemson right now would be number four to me. Be number four to me right now. And I say like number three, I think, number three would probably be Ohio State. And number two, like I said number two, be Oregon, leave that like it is, Oregon. And Alabama number one until somebody beats them. You know what I mean? But Oregon is a close, you know what I mean? Like I said, it's not a large margin, you know what I mean? So Oregon could be easily number one to me.
My top five is going to be completely Southern biased. Number five for me will be Texas A&M.
Okay.
Manziel done beat everybody but the champs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Number four for me would be you guys.
Okay.
I just think Clemson got the win against Georgia. That's a little more wild than any of you guys' wins. Number three. Actually, number four will be Florida State. I'm sorry. Number four will be Florida State. You guys look really good. I think that dismantling of Maryland gives you guys a little more head than maybe you do or do not deserve. You know, we don't know yet. But, you know, I put you guys number four. Number three will be Clemson, like I said, because that win over Georgia just 6-0 at this point is something Clemson doesn't remember for a long time. Now all they gotta do is get past y'all and South Steve Spurrier, two of their kryptonites recently, and they'll be alright. Number three was Clemson for me. Number two is Oregon. Salute to Oregon. They got everything humming on all the cylinders or whatever. So, the only thing you can say about greatness is they still be great. Number one, to be the man, you gotta beat the man. To quote Rick Flair. Woo! In this case, you're looking at the man, Alabama. I mean, Nick Saban. They get out the games, and that's all you ask for is come out the game with one more point than your opponent has. Exactly. All you need is one more point more than they got, and you're good.
Yeah.
Alabama finds a way it does it. Now a lot of people gonna be like, why not Ohio State? See, if y'all want to play Spelman every week, then it'll be a discussion.
Yeah.
Get a better schedule, and we'll we'll consider you guys.
Okay. Well, yeah, hey, I mean, I said I would swap places. Like I said, you got a good rank. And I would swap places with Florida State to 4 and 5 in Ohio State. You know what I mean? I put Clemson at 3, Florida State at 4, and Ohio State at 5.
Why just go Ohio State? I'm playing anybody.
I mean, it's Ohio State. Like I said, they know them. It may slip up somewhere. So,
the conference is, to give Urban Meyer credit and Ohio State credit for this, they are way better than everybody else in their conference.
Yeah.
So I give them that. I wish I could give out a certain award. I don't know what the award would be, but I would give it to A.J. Guyton. He's been class personified.
Yeah.
Like, they need to find a way to play him, even if it's just he gets a quarter, Braxton Miller gets 3/4. But, you know, they need to find a way to play him because Braxton Miller hasn't looked that great.
Yeah.
But, you know. Moving forward to the picks and kicks part of it. So the last time we did this was week 6 picks and kicks, and we both went 4-2. And Oklahoma let us down.
Yeah.
And for me, for you, Tennessee let you down when Georgia beat them.
Almost.
I almost don't count, though. And then for me, Stanford beat Washington, and that's what let me down. They're turning into a big disappointment against major schools, too.
Yeah.
But we did enough recapping of that type of stuff. Let's go into the picks of this week. I'll let you start off. It's only one game you can start with.
Week 8
picks and kicks. So you want to say that one for last?
Man, of course, it got to be last.
All right, so let's go ahead. I'll go first then.
Yeah, go ahead.
First game I'll go with as a good game is UCLA and Stanford, 3:30. ABC, ESPN2.
That's a good one.
Stanford coming out that loss.
Yeah.
To Utah. UCLA, Jim Moore got them playing good.
Yeah, he
did,
man.
Did his son out there, Harlem shaking during the game.
Oh, man, is he getting some action like that?
I think he actually plays.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, Jim Moore got it looking good. They playing pretty good so far.
Yeah.
So, who you got?
I'm going with Stanford. I think Stanford was asleep last game. You know, I think they should have won that one, but they got cream, bro.
Nah, they lost on the 4th and goal.
Yeah, close. Okay, yeah, it was close. Yeah. I mean, I think Stanford, I think they pick up, you know what I mean, the leftovers and pull this one out this week against UCLA. A very good UCLA team.
So you got Stanford. I'm going to go with UCLA.
Okay.
Thank Jim Moore. I think the win against Nebraska shows that they have harder attitude.
They got good defense.
Exactly. So. They got the boy who play outside linebacker who really good. So I'm going to go with UCLA. I think Jim Moore and them are the truth. As soon as I say that, watch him lose by 50 or something.
She got to be able to shake things up sometimes.
Yo. All right, yo, go.
Man, Auburn. You know, what about Auburn and Texas A&M? I'm a 24 versus 7.
You want my thoughts on it?
Yeah, what do you think about it?
Last year, Johnny Manziel done beat the shit out of these people. 60-0 and a half time. They beat the shit out of Auburn.
But Auburn just made their way back into the top 25. So.
Yeah, Gus Malzahn. Gus Malzahn doing a good job. I'm going to go with Manziel, though.
You going with Manziel?
Yeah.
Put me down for Manziel also. I don't believe we're in Auburn right now, so you know what I mean?
You got to do the money dance. How do you do the money dance? We go YouTube, you doing the money dance. Next time we do a podcast, we're on YouTube, you doing the money dance.
Hey, man. Hey, John was there. Going to be money dancing all over you guys.
But it's really not. To be honest, it's really not just Johnny Manziel. It's the wide receiver Evans bails his ass out a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, home is really the truth out, though.
Yeah. You know, like I said, you guys, this is... To me, I still count Texas A&M as a Big 12 team. You know what I mean? I'm just not going to say start sucking them off like some of you SEC guys.
Hey, we got from top to bottom, Texas A&M and such and such and such and such.
Man, Texas A&M came out of the Big 12, man. It's still a cream. They would have still beat the hell out of some of y'all boys, man. They were still over.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, Mizzell, man. Just think why Mizzell would stay with the Orton.
Yeah, that would. You think he'd be starting over Mariota?
That would be a good battle.
If you were the head coach, would you pick? Yeah. And they'd probably be on that about five different girls pregnant and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. Yeah.
Telling you to kiss his ass while he's driving off in his bed.
Really? Hey, Mariota, get your ass in here.
Gentlemen, because see, I bet you, if Casey ain't no hand, Marcus Mariota is a bad cook. They wouldn't even deal with this gentleman's ass shit.
Yeah.
You probably, this is stuff that gets to the public. Lord knows what's not getting to the public. Blowing weed in the teacher's face. You snoring power off the cheerleader's stomach. There ain't no telling what's going on with
it's Johnny, baby.
Johnny Money. Ain't that Money Johnny, man. Ain't no telling what's going on with that clown.
Yeah.
All right, for my next game, I'm going to go with Florida and Missouri. Two SEC teams who both suck. Nah, I'm just playing. Florida actually is pretty good. Missouri, I would actually be more like Missouri more if they had their quarterback. He's out for the year, James Franklin. He got the shit hit out of him when they played Georgia. Mm-hmm. But they still beat Georgia. So I'm taking Florida. I'm going to take Florida just for the simple fact Missouri missing their quarterback. That's the whole difference thing for me.
I'm taking Florida because Florida got a good defense. Plus, I don't think they're going to let Missouri trick them a lot with a lot of razzle-dazzle plays. So, you're not going to be able to do that for four quarters. So, I'm going with Florida just because they need defense, man.
Yeah. Real quickly, do you have any thoughts on Will Muschamp? Do you think he's a good coach, overrated coach, or what?
I think Muschamp, but I think he's still learning on the job. So, I mean, I got to give him a couple more years, man. But I mean, like, he's trying to put things together. His defense is A1. That's what he is. Yeah, he's a defensive coordinator. He's a defensive coach and a defensive mind head coach right now. So, I mean, like I said, if Florida ever get their offense rolling like you expect it to, then, hey.
Did you see that game? That game looks a lot like NFL games. It's a big physical, hard-hand type game.
They
might have something for y'all when y'all go down, though. When they come to y'all go to them.
Nah, we got a good game here. I just hope, you know.
And it's real timely that you turn that brim to show the FSU. The fans can't see it, but my guy's dicked out in FSU attire today.
That's right, man. It's game week, man.
Hey, man. So this will leave us to the last game, and it's your pick. Last game we're going to pick for the week.
That's right, man. Strike up the band, man. You had the Chief and Renegade take the field, baby, because we coming to Clemson. And you know I'm going with. I'm going with my dogs, man. The nose, baby.
Let's talk about it real quick. This is the first big test for Famous James. Okay? Did you give him that nickname on the message board, Famous James?
Nah.
Or somebody else told him,
yeah. Somebody else, man. Yeah, so I'm not going to take the credit and flex on it.
What message boards do y'all be going to for stuff like this? War Chant.
You got No News. You got a lot of stuff, man.
You be on there keeping up trouble.
Man.
I just be on that just reading what the haps and what have nots going on in Tallahassee.
So, this is the biggest game for y'all since North Carolina State last year. But that wasn't a big game y'all just lost. This may be the first big game for y'all since Bobby left.
Last year, Clemson was a big game.
But y'all had lost. Y'all had already lost by then.
Nah, it was. Nah, we played Clemson early last year. We lost after Clemson.
Oh, okay. You sure?
Yeah, we lost after Clemson. We lost to NC State after Clemson.
But this, every game has you guys with national title aspirations. This game can leapfrog y'all and maybe put y'all at number two or number three if y'all win.
Yeah, maybe.
On the road.
Maybe. I say, hey, man, Clemson beat Georgia. We go in here and beat Clemson in their house in good fashion, man. We might be ready to take that number one spot with it. Don't dead ass
see. They ain't gonna get to your valley.
I know.
They might be number two. They'll be number two. No, they'll slide you at number two. If y'all take business, care business.
Nah.
And if y'all stand, so you got the nose, and so I'm gonna say who I got later. Give us the keys.
I'm just bullshit, man. I say we beat Clemson. We deserve to be number three best team in the country, though.
I say number three. Oregon hasn't played anybody. It's just that Oregon, they beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
What's up?
Can you give me like three keys to the game for y'all to win? If this happens, you guys win.
Protect the football on offense, man. You know what I mean? No goof ups.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, let's go down here and let's strike, man. Get points on the board. That's one. You know what I mean? Two. Like I say, well, I'm gonna add this in with one also. Jameis Winston, man, go out here. You know what I mean? And still install that leadership that you've been doing all year long. And it leads your team, man. Like I said, you got the weapons, right? Hand the ball off, make good throws. I mean, you're going to be A1, man. Number two, I'm going with defense, man. Like I said, we got to put pressure on Taj Boyd, man. That's the main thing. You know what I mean? We don't want to get beat deep. We don't want to get beat with these big players that Clemson are known to have. You know what I mean? And that's a major key, too. Defensive front, man. Let's get some pressure, man. Three, I'm going with special teams.
So you should ask, which of course y'all got to win every phase of the game.
We got to win two out of those three phases of the game. Special team, defense, and the offense got to be on point, man.
And I'm gonna ask you a couple more questions before I get to my prediction.
Yeah.
Dabo versus Jimbo.
Yeah.
Who wins that matchup?
Man, Dabo is a great recruiter.
He's a master motivator.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he is. I mean, like I say,
he doesn't seem to be the best game day.
Yeah,
player. But I think he has strong assistants.
Yeah, he got some good assistants, man. I mean, like I say,
he got Brett Venables.
He took a couple guys from us, Florida State, man. And I mean, like I said, Clemson, man, they got some quarterbacks over there. They passed some big bucks over those guys, man.
So who wins the matchup between Dabo and Jimbo?
Sure.
Jimbo.
Of course, Jimbo.
Are you saying that because you're a fan?
I mean, I'm saying this because Jimbo is building Florida State how we should be built, man. I mean, like I said, it's good to see us coming back. We're relevant. Like I said, just get us over the hump, man. Like I said, last year, Jimbo, he goofed up in the NC State game. Let's get past that, and now, like I said, let's move forward, man.
But these are the type of games you need when you're a Florida State, games with national championship implications.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So he's doing his job to get you guys to this point.
And when it comes to those games, he's a winner. Okay. He wins when it comes to these big games. You know what I mean? Like I said, besides Oklahoma smashed us the first time.
Player who to watch for you guys, not named Jameis Winston. It could be on offense or defense. One player who has to step up for you guys,
Not named Jameis Winston, man. Man, I'm going to go with, like I said, on offense, I'm going to go with the backfield. I'm not going to just name one player. I'm going with the backfield.
The running backs,
yeah.
Okay.
The back.
Who y'all running backs?
Devontae Freeman. We got
Wilder,
you know what I mean? Throwback player. And then we got Carlos Williams right now, you know what I mean? So,
because I know y'all, Jimbo does like to run the ball. I will say that.
He's been tossing around a lot. So I think Florida State got some on his sleeve this week. I really do with this run game.
Okay, so you told me a player, you giving the listeners the player to watch out for, or who to watch out for Florida State. Who scares you from Clemson?
Man, Taj Boyd.
That's one player not named Taj Boyd.
Of course, Sammy Watkins,
because he can hurt you at receiver or in special teams, yeah. Right?
I mean, like I say, and I have to take this this saying, you know what I mean, from a team: kill the head, the body will die. That's why they ain't Winston. You know what I mean? I mean, that's from Greg Weed for the Saints, man. Last thing, man, we got to get pressure on Taj Boyd, man. Like I said, we don't want this guy to beat us with Sammy Watkins, man, down this field, man. You don't want to get Sammy. I mean, you see what he did to Georgia, man. We don't want that, man.
All right. And then I said the last question before we get and Pop do a little more back forward. But the last question, where are you watching the game? The people want to know so they come watch it with
man,
you.
Man, that's a good question. I'm still trying to find this out, man. I don't know, man.
Hey.
I don't know. Like I say, I'm so diehard. I'm dedicated. I wish I could be there. But when I'm watching it at the house or I'm watching it here, I mean, I like to be alone some games because I like to get into it. I like to be able to hear what I'm hearing and hear what I'm watching and stuff like that. I like to be around other fans. Like, I went to a sports bar real quick. And,
Let's call the tennis story.
It was out of cafe. And I was in there watching. It was Florida State, Florida game last year. And
I was in college doing this.
And Alabama was playing Auburn. And, you know, it was a lot of games going on. A lot of rival games at the end of the year. And these Alabama fans, they were such assholes. And just getting on my nerves, man. But, I mean, like I say, if I go anywhere and watch it, you know what I mean? Like I said, I will let you know it's going to be a real.
Yeah, let me know. We'll let the people. The people might want to come shake your hand because you got some fans out there.
Yeah. Hey, man, I mean, if you do, man, appreciate it, man. I mean, appreciate so. Appreciate everybody who listened to, man.
All right, with all that being said, I have clips in my
Now, you see that thing? You got to say,
okay. I will come back and tell you why clips in my
mind. Let me hear this, man.
One, just Death Valley is a hostile environment. I don't know if Jameis Winston has really been in a hostile environment like that. And so much hinges on him. Defensively, you guys' defense has been good, but not great or dominant.
I agree.
And so I think that their offensive coordinator beat you guys' defense. I think he knows how to win matchups and win things and get people in the right position. And it used to be, well, they had, you guys probably had maybe a little more talent than them, but Tommy Bowden couldn't pull it off. Yeah. I think Dabble's, he's dumb enough, but he's smart enough to know that he's not smart enough to coach to handle all the details. And that's why he pays big money for assistance.
Yeah.
And he handles the details. And that's what's going to hurt y'all. Jimbo is going to be so into the calling the offense. He's going to miss the forest for the trees. He's going to be so into the game. He's not going to be able to step out and get that wide overview part of the game that you need to be a head coach in these type of games. I think this will be a game where you see Jimbo, you need an offense coordinator because you need the bad back and see some of the other stuff. Yeah. I think this would be a game like that. I don't doubt you guys' talent. I just think that even with him throwing the ball, I think he gets enamored with what Jameis Winston can do. And he forgets that, hey, against good teams, you need balance. Or against a team who can come right back and score with you, yeah, you might need to do the opposite and hold the ball. You know what I'm saying? So I think that Jimbo still needs to learn that lesson. But you got Florida State winning. I got Clemson winning. Give me a score for the game. I'll give you my score for the game.
Go ahead, man. Score. Let me hear this, man.
34-20. 34-20.
Ooh. 34-20
Clemson wins.
Ooh. Man, 34-20. Good. No, man. Get that bullshit out of here.
And I made one bold prediction. I want one bold prediction from you before you give me the score.
Okay.
Clemson scores special teams touchdown.
I don't see it.
Clemson scores. That's my bold prediction. Clemson scores a special teams touchdown.
I give you a bold prediction.
Give me a bold prediction. Give me a bold prediction.
Florida State scores a special teams touchdown. That's a fact, Jack.
Oh,
it's going to happen, man. Them boys, they are going to score special team. I mean, we got some deadly weapons, man. Return this ball, man. Listen to me now.
Who returned the ball for y'all?
We got Carlos Williams with speed. We got LaMarcus Joyner with speed. We got the young boy, Whitfield. We got Rashard Green returning punts. We got Kenny Shaw. I mean, we just too deep, man. We dangerous, man.
Give me a final score.
Man, I'm going with Noles by 14. I'm going to say, man, we're going to hit 40, man. It might be a good 42 or 40 plus to maybe 30, you know what I mean? I'd say somewhere in the lower, probably 30 or 28. Somewhere in there, man. We going to Death Valley and we kicking ass, dude. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, man.
So let's do a chop real quick for the
yeah, man. Let's go.
This will conclude the college football week 8 picks and kicks. Lynn himself is always a pleasure,
always, man.
Good luck, man. I love you too. Good luck, man. Good luck for y'all this week.
Appreciate it, bro.
Hey, man, a real good game.
Yeah.
And y'all, to the fans, enjoy the games this week and make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.